25. A dark day. A field. Faust and Mephistopheles. In misery, desperate, pitiful, so confused and lost, wandering on the earth so long and now arrested, that lovely wretched being, locked up in prison as a criminal, such unthinkable suffering. It's gone so far, so far. You lying, worthless spirit, you kept it all a secret. No, stay there, don't think you can leave. Yes, sure, roll your devil's eyes in your head. Stay and defy me if you can with your disgusting presence. Arrested, lost in such unredeemable pain, given up to evil spirits and the self-righteous judgments of callous humanity. And you lull me in stupid distractions and hide from me her increasing misery and let her be ruined in her helplessness. She's not the first. You dog. Horrible. Worse than bestial. A monster. Change him back, you eternal spirit of nature. Change this worm back into his doggish brutality. He enjoyed it well enough that night, trotting around me, rolling around the feet of the innocent wanderer, tripping him up and hanging on his shoulders as he fell. Turn him back into his favourite form. Make him crawl on his belly before me in the dust, so I can trample him, the damned thing, under my feet. Not the first, says the first not. Grief, grief, woe that no human soul can grasp, that even one being should sink into the depths of such misery, or that the first should not be enough to expiate the guilt of all the rest in its writhing, spiralling death struggle before the eyes of the eternal forgiver. The misery of just this one gouges me up in the very marrow of my life, and you stand there at ease, grinning over the fate of thousands.
So here we are again, at our wit's end, where your human comprehension snaps. Why are you trying to join our company if you can't follow through? You want to fly, but you're afraid of getting dizzy. Did we thrust ourselves on you, or you on us?
Don't bare your devouring teeth at me. It disgusts me. Great noble spirit, you who deigned to show yourself to me, who knows my heart and soul, why did you weld me to this comrade in shame who delights in destruction and feeds on ruin?
Have you finished?
Save her, or it'll be the worse for you, the most horrible curse on you for all the millennia.
It's not for me to dissolve the bonds of the great avenger, to draw his bolts. Save her. Well, who was it drove her into ruin? Me or you?
Faust looks around wildly.
So now you want to seize hold of the thunderbolt. Just as well that it has not been given to you, miserable mortals. Destroying one's innocent opponent is always a favourite ploy of the tyrant, to clear the air for oneself in a tight spot.
Take me there at once. She must be freed.
What about the danger you will face? No, the blood guilt of your hand still haunts the town. Above every violated city sweep avenging spirits awaiting the return of the murderer.
And this from you? May the murder and death of a world be upon you, monster! Take me there, I say, and free her!
Very well, I'll lead you. And listen to what I can do. Do I have all the power in heaven and earth? No, but I can cloud the wits of the jailer, get hold of the keys, and lead her out as long as those keys are in human hands. I'll keep watch. The magic horses are ready. I will abduct both of you. That much I can do.
Up! Let's go!